portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolly & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop of Blanc Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brett and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Frudenthal Primary Care, The Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Book Ball 365, Bees, Tees, and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home of Gower, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, Daisy Frisch, Amy and Wes Simmons, and JC's Hardwood Floors. Thank you guys so much for your support and contribution to the Cliff Notes podcast. Now on to tonight's episode. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody to the Cliff Notes podcast. I'm your host, Clinton Groose. Tonight is Thursday night, December the 21st, 2023. We got another episode of the Post-it Notes lined up for you as we recap day two of the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic that took place at the Civic Arena this evening. We'll run out some more scores and we'll set you up for the day tomorrow on Friday. But let's go ahead and let's run down these scores from day two of the Holiday Hoops Classic. We're going to actually kick it off with probably the best game of the evening on the girls' side. The Benton girls were able to defeat Columbia Battle 59-55 was the final score in that one. Benton had a 5-point lead at the end of 118-13. Benton was able to take a 34-26 lead into the locker room, but then they were able to extend the lead in the third quarter. Ultimately ended up going up at the end of 3, 46-36. But Columbia Battle was able to battle back, didn't quit, battled back, and got it within a 4-point game to end the game. Benton is now 7-2 on the season. They were led by Eliana Arumbula, who had 21 points. Andrea Simmons added 14, and Avery Morlock capped off the double-digit scoring with 10 points. On the evening, we did have an opportunity to catch up with the head coach of the Benton Cardinals, Chris Michaels, to talk about the game and more. Alrighty, we are continuing our coverage here from the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic here, day two. Benton girls just wrapping up a 59-55 victory over Columbia Battle. We are here with the head coach of the Cardinals, Chris Michaels. Coach, great win against a great team. Coach, go over the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the deal. They're a really good team. We told our girls practicing that this is going to be a tough one, and you're going to have to make sure you don't have any absence in your mentality and your focus. And what we saw for, you know, 3.5 quarters, we felt like we were really focused, really intense. And unfortunately, it got a little out of our hands when we came down and had empty possessions. And against a team that is as good as they are, if you have empty possessions, they come down and hit a couple threes, and it made it a lot more interesting. And so what we will go back and we'll talk to our girls about understanding score and time and those type of things. And look, here's the thing. We're probably going to see that team again down the road, and it's going to be a game just like that, back and forth. And so that's a team that people should be afraid of in the state.
Coach, let's talk about, you know, the Holiday Hoops Classic. You had the opportunity to play here last year. It's a great venue, great environment, great event put on by the St. Joseph Sports Commission. You know, what's it like, you know, definitely to bring your team into play in something like this?
You know, we had a small talk after the game about what this means for St. Joe and coming to the Civic and being able to play at home in front of fans. And I know we're not at Benton, but this is home, and there's a lot of red in this gym right now. And the fact that it's girls into boys, that helps us a little bit. You know, a lot of our girls are asking us, why can't we play more than one game here? And so that's good for us, and we like to hear that, and we love the fact that we can come, you know, 10 minutes from home and play a game on a court that, you know, 2 weeks ago K-State and Mizzou were on. And so when you come here and you kind of know some of the history of the Civic and what Brett Easley's doing here, this is special. And, you know, we were down at Hy-Vee Arena, and don't get me wrong, that's a great venue and we loved playing there, but man, there's nothing like playing in the Civic Arena, and it's so much like what it's at state. And so it gets you ready. And just playing games like this is really good for us. And, you know, like you said, we'd love to play every game here. And Brett does a really good job, takes care of everybody. You leave here with way more stuff than you came here with. And so Brett's doing a really good job here. And we want more people to come here and play against us and against other teams. And there's a lot of good basketball here. So if you're not here and you're not watching these games, then you're missing out on a lot of good kids that are playing a lot of good basketball.
Coach, I couldn't agree with you 1,000% more. Coach, thank you so much for joining me. Great win for you and your team tonight. And good luck to you and your team as you guys enter the Jefferson City Tournament coming up next week.
Thanks, Cliff. We appreciate you, man.
Alrighty, unfortunately, on the boys' side, the Bitten boys ended up falling to Columbia Battle. Battle was actually ranked number 8th in Class 6. They fell to Columbia Battle. 61-47 was the final score. Bitten actually kept it close throughout the game. It was 18-11 Battle after one, but then Bitten was able to call back, got it to a 4-point deficit to end the half, 32-28. Battle was able to extend the lead to 9 at the end of 3, but then Battle was just able to pull away from the game, pulled away for a 14-point victory over the Bitten Cardinals tonight in the Holiday Hoops Classic. North Platte swept a doubleheader against East Atchison. We'll start on the boys' side. North Platte boys were able to defeat EA 66-46 with the final score. East Atchison kept it close at the end of one, but then North Platte just kept pulling away from there. A 9-point lead heading into the half, but then North Platte was just able to control the entire second half. Panthers were led by Brendan Matt with 18 points. Creek Johnson added 13, and Dylan Armstrong had 12 to lead North Platte. East Atchison were led by Colin Headland with 16 points, and Parker Livinggood had 14 points. North Platte now 8-1 on the season. East Atchison falls to 4-4. Had an opportunity to catch up with the head coach of the Panthers, Braden Kipper, talking about his game against East Atchison and talking about playing in the Holiday Hoops Classic. Alrighty, we are continuing our coverage here from the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic here at the Civic Arena. In the second game of the night, North Platte boys defeated East Atchison 66-46 was the final score. We are here with Panther coach Braden Kipper. Coach, another big-time win for your guys' team. Just go over the game with us.
We started off offensively, moving the ball kind of slow against their zone. They kind of do a matchup zone, and I was telling them we got to cut. It's not like a traditional zone where there's like gaps that you can see. You got to kind of cut and create those gaps. After that first half, we did a lot better job offensively. Defensively in the first half, we didn't do a very good job of closing down driving lanes. They got a lot of easy buckets, and it led to them hitting some threes. But after that, we locked in, and we shut down the paint, and I was very pleased in the second half with our defensive effort.
Coach, that moves you to 8-1 on the season. You know, a lot of youth, a lot of returning starters back from a team a year ago that was on the rise. Just talk about with this program, these guys getting another year into the program, where you feel like this team's at right now.
Yeah, we started 2 freshmen last year and had a freshman come right off the bench, and we started another sophomore. And you can kind of tell you can tell that they're more experienced this year. They got bigger, they got stronger, they got better at basketball, they got more games under their belt. All those things lead to more success, and they've played together forever. So just getting them out there, and you can tell that the difference maturity-wise and just game sense-wise, we're just a lot smarter and a lot more physical now.
Second year in a row, you're playing in the Holiday Hoops Classic here at the Civic Arena. Just talk about, you know, the event, and just talk about, you know, getting the kids a game on a floor like this and an event like this.
Oh, the event's awesome. Mr. Easley does a great job of setting this up. He's done tremendous work with the Civic Arena. When I was a kid, it was really not used much at all. So it's awesome as a St. Joe native to see it kind of being used for volleyball, college basketball, even an event with the high school where you get to bring a lot of high school teams from the area or community in to play. And I think that's awesome. And we're happy to be here. They treat us well. They do a great job putting this on. And it's an awesome floor, awesome venue. And it's a cool little thing they're putting together.
Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the great start this season. And we'll see you again soon.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for the coverage.
Alrighty, it was pretty much the same thing for the North Platte East Atchison girls. End of the first quarter, it was tied at 6 apiece, but EA was able to keep it close at the end of the first half. 19-15 was the score going into the half, but again, North Platte was just able to pull away in the second half, led by 43-23 at the end of 3, and then ended up winning by the score of 56-26. North Platte are 9-1 on the season. They were led by Brianna DeBoards, 14 points. Lindsay Ramsey had 12 points, and then capping off the double-digit scoring, McKenna Cartwright had 10 points to lead North Platte. East Atchison falls to 3-7 on the season. They were led by 7 points by Claire Martin. Had an opportunity to catch up with the head girls coach of the North Platte Panthers, Ryan Davis, after the game. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here on the Cliff Notes Podcast, kicking off day two of the St. Joseph Sports Holiday Hoops Classic here with North Platte girls defeating East Atchison. 56-26 was the final score. We're here with Panther coach Ryan Davis. Coach, whistle to whistle, you guys controlled the action. Coach, just give me your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, we had a really good start to the season. I thought that was a continuation into the game today. Thought we moved the ball well on offense and had some good shots. Struggled to put them in a little bit, kind of at the percentage we've been doing for the whole year. And then made a nice little run to end the second half. I think we were up 21-16, but then into the half on a 12-1 run to kind of propel us, not just for, you know, comfortable lead the rest of the game, but propel us into the second half as well.
Coach, improving to 9-1 on the season, you know, a lot of returners on this team from a year ago and kind of sprinkling in some young talent as well. Coach, where do you feel like this team's at heading into your guys' Christmas break?
I feel like we're in a good spot. I feel like we do a really good job sharing the ball. I feel like we have a nice, balanced approach. And I feel like this team, very smart on defense, very fundamentally sound. I feel like we can be tough to guard 1-5 on the floor. I think we, you know, our challenge is to stay consistent night to night. But I really like our team. I think they're gelled very well, and they're a very, very enjoyable team to coach.
Coach, you played here last year, you know, at the Holiday Hoops Classic. You know, how big is it to play in something like this and get the players to some experience in an event like this?
This place is awesome, and it's the best event we go to, bar none. We're treated absolutely first class, and it's even better this year. You know, the arena looks fantastic. Our kids love coming here. You know, even the kids who were here last year, their eyes get bright when the lights go down and it's starting lineup time. And it's just an awesome place to play. I mean, you feel like you're playing an NBA game.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you here after Christmas break.
Appreciate you, Cliff. Thanks for the coverage.
All righty, North Platte improves to 9-1 on the season. Next up, boys matchup, same schools. And that would wrap up the day at the Holiday Hoops Classic at the Civic Arena. Let's go ahead. Let's run down some more scores. First of all, let's run down some scores here for the inaugural Hoops for Hope that went on today at Lawson. As we told you last night, that event benefited breast cancer awareness. There were some fundraising proceeds there that went to the Triple Negative Breast Cancer Foundation. All of this stemmed from Lawson coach Lisa Glenn, who fought an 8-month battle with triple negative breast cancer back in 2022, went through chemo, was able to have a clean bill of health at the end of last year. Definitely congratulations to Lisa for fighting that battle. She's one of the most respected, one of the most decorated coaches in Northwest Missouri. Definitely, this benefit kind of raises awareness to that today. So they had 5 games going on there. I believe 9 out of the 10 coaches are actually women coaches, so that's actually a pretty cool thing as well. But let's go ahead, let's run down the scores from that. East Buchanan was able to defeat Crestridge 53-28, Glasgow over Penny 46-27, Savannah over Richmond 44-10, and Maryville over Lawson at a close one 41-36. Those are all girls scored there. 12 Courts of Christmas at Hy-Vee Arena. East Buck boys going with a 67-62 victory over Carthage. Cameron girls with an overtime victory over Ewing Marion Kauffman Academy. 45-40 was the score. And that one, Marion Ewing Kauffman Academy was able to best the Cameron boys 54-34. Lafayette girls, how about the start for Coach Ryan Madison, the Lafayette girls? 8-1 on the season. They defeated McDonald County 36-22. They now go into the break 8-1 on the season. And the West Platte was able to pick up sweeps over Kingsville today at the 12 Courts of Christmas. Girls won 61-30. Boys won 62-41. North Central Missouri College shootout going on. Schuyler County boys and girls picked up sweeps over Polo 44-32 as a girls score. Boys score was 61-42. Green City boys defeated Savannah 60-44. That was the final score. And that one, we have a little bit of a schedule tomorrow. There's going to be, instead of 4 games going on, there's going to be 6 games going on at the Holiday Hoops Classic at the Civic Arena, kicking off At 12:30 with the East Buchanan and Maysville girls. At 2 p.m., it's the same two schools. On the boys' side at 2 p.m. there. That might very well be one of the best matchups of the day there at Civic Arena. Maysville boys receiving votes in the state rankings. They are undefeated on the season. East Buchanan boys have only lost one game. A double overtime thriller in the KCI championship to Plattsburgh there in the KCI tournament a couple of weeks ago. Central Christian to DeKalb girls will tip off at 3:30, followed by the boys' matchup between the same two teams at 5 p.m., and then we're going to have the nightcap last two games of the get night and of the classic. Bishop LeBlanc versus North Andrew girls at 6:30, and then LeBlanc and North Andrew boys at 8 o'clock will end the Holiday Hoops Classic. A very great week at the St. Joseph Civic Arena. A couple of local games at the 12 Courts Christmas as well. Lathrop boys are going to take on Higbee. And then Nottoway Valley is in a doubleheader against University. Actually, the Nottoway Valley boys are taking on University Academy. And then the girls are going to take on Paseo. Those are all at the 12 Courts of Christmas. Once again, want to thank Brett Easley and the team at the St. Joseph Sports Commission and the Visitors Bureau for the hospitality today at the Holiday Hoops Classic. Also want to thank Benton coach Chris Michaels, North Platte boys coach Braden Kipper, and North Platte girls coach Ryan Davis for the interviews as well. We will bring you wall-to-wall coverage on the final day of the Holiday Hoops Classic. We will have recaps and interviews on tomorrow's edition of the Post-it Notes as well. Then that should be all of the episodes for about 4 days, and then we will move on to after Christmas, and then we'll have the Bishop LeBlanc Holiday Tournament. That will do it for tonight's episode. We will see you guys tomorrow night for another edition of the Post-it Notes.